Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of our FootballDiehards.com podcast. I'm Jeff Renetti here with your Wednesday midweek update, and boy, what a week it's going to be. We've got a football game, of course, tomorrow, the NFL having Thursday games. We're a week away from Thanksgiving. And most importantly, we are getting really, really close to league playoffs. In fact, the majority of the high-stakes leagues across the country are all entering their playoff week this week with much bigger leagues. Their playoffs start a bit earlier. Majority of them getting closer here to week 14, so our updates becoming more and more important. Monday review the weekend. Make sure you get all up to date with the latest news and notes, injuries and whatnot. On Wednesday, we try to find some players that you can pick up. Now, some of you are hit with the fact that you can't make changes or make additions to the lineup, but we'll still try to help you out and get some people if you've got them deep on your bench into your lineup. And then on end of the week, Friday, Saturday, we'll do some starts and some sits. But joining us here midweek is Mike Jones. Mike does the majority of our work here at Football Diehards with finding those waiver wire pickups, giving you all those players and all the news and notes of the guys that might be a little bit unknown to most of you out there. But, Mike, how's it going today?
Well, it's going great. Just came back from a great weekend getting to visit to Lambeau Field and the Packers
great.
Play destroy the Bears, and that was quite a rollicking good time, I must say. So getting back on the good foot here and getting everything up to date and attacking the waiver wire as we always try to do every week.
Yeah, that was a interesting game as far as you thought that the Bears would get back into it a little bit. You thought that they would fight back into that divisional race, and boy, just an utter shellacking. Now, the Bears will probably have much better luck this week against the Rams defense, who's giving up the most points in the National Football League. But still, that's funny if you look at that division, how you got three teams right there, and then you got the winless Lions.
Well, the Packers definitely had every single answer for anything that the Bears presented to them, and they just came out and punched them in the mouth and just kept it up for 60 minutes of the entire game. And the Bears were just happy to get on their bus and go back home. But it was just, like I said, it was a rollicking good time, that's for sure.
Well, that's a neat place to go, that's no doubt. But we've got to help some people out over the next couple of weeks. Now, as you mentioned in the open there, it seems, you know, this is obviously the most important time of the year, but a lot of the high-stakes leagues are into their playoffs. A lot of teams are up against their trade and waiver deadlines here the next couple of weeks, so it gets very interesting to grab some guys, not only week to week, as we've been doing, but some guys that will help you into the playoffs. So if you can still make some moves, let's see if we can help some people out. If your moves are complete, some of these updates will help you determine who might be the guy to go into, of course, the starting lineups and whatnot. So give us an idea of some quarterbacks that you like this week, whether they be guys that you can grab or guys that you, if you've got them on your bench, would be worth a start.
Yeah. You know, I'm really kind of hoping that, you know, the most of the teams that are in playoff position at this point have got their teams pretty well set. You know, you've got it. You know, it seems like every team that's in position has got a good Kurt Warner or has a pretty good setup at quarterback. But, you know, and all the way around, their teams should be pretty solid. But, you know, it's always good to at least take a look and keep your eyes open on what's out there. And I think one name that I think has been surprising a lot of people recently has been the play of Kerry Collins in Tennessee and how everybody's just been shutting down that running game and causing Collins, you know, to get out there and throw the ball and win games throwing the ball, and he's been pulling it off. And his receivers, Gage and Scaife, have been playing some good football, and Brandon Jones. And so this week, at least if you're kind of looking for a one-week kind of play, we got Kerry Collins playing the New York Jets.
Yeah.
And the Jets are allowing 263 passing yards on the road, which is 30th in the league, and they have the fourth best run defense in the league. So you have to imagine that it's going to be somewhat of the same script that's been the last 2 weeks, where the team's going to load up, going to stop the run, going to stop Chris Johnson, going to stop Lindale White, and cause Collins to throw the ball to beat him. And, you know, the last 2 weeks he's averaging almost 260 yards passing and 2.5 touchdowns a game. And so if you need somebody, I never thought I would say that this year, but it looks like Kerry Collins is actually going to be a pretty solid play this next week. And one name just that, you know, to throw out there, since it's kind of, it seems to be old folks home here at the quarterback position this week, is, you know, Dante Culpepper actually looked pretty decent against last week against Carolina. He was making some nice throws on the run, which I didn't even know he could still run, really. I thought he was going to just have to sit back there and either get sacked or dump the ball off. But he made a wonderful play out of the pocket to Calvin Johnson for a touchdown. Led the team to 4 first-half scores, you know, albeit most of them were field goals, but he was still moving the ball. He had a couple of interceptions and a fumble, so he's still got, you know, a turnover machine that we all know and love. But this week, you know, he's got Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay has one of the most severe discrepancies in their defense as far as home and away. At home, you don't want to ever start any of your offensive players against them at home. They're second in the league in rushing 75 yards a game at home. In passing, 141.6 yards passing per game, which is second, 75 yards rushing, which is fourth. On the road, it's a different story, allowing 228 yards passing a game, which is 20th, and 123 rushing yards, which is 18th. So if you really feel like you miss the old days of Culpepper to Moss and you kind of feel nostalgic, you might want to take a look at Dante Culpepper against Tampa Bay. And then to wrap up, we were talking about looking ahead, Gus Frerotte. For Minnesota, another of the scrap heap quarterbacks in our collection here, has a fantastic collection coming up. The next 5 opponents averaging 234 yards passing allowed a game. That's home and away passing yards allowed. And this week, same thing, Jacksonville allowing 176 yards passing on the road, but at home they allow 253, which is 26th in the league. So Gus Frerotte, another one of those old folks' home quarterbacks that we're looking at this week off the waiver wire.
Yeah, you beat me to my next point, because a lot of these moves that you're making, not only this week or what you did last week or maybe even one more week, are moves that you can make preparing for the next 4 or 5. So people should be aware, not that everyone does this, but you don't just look at this week's schedule. You know, obviously you got to win the game in front of you, But sometimes if you've got an okay matchup this week, he might have great matchups, and I agree with you about Frerotte coming up.
Yeah, and you always have to play that. And, you know, this is the time of year that you've spent this much time to get to this point, and you're looking at the playoffs. I mean, it's time to get in, dig into the stats, and find out your strength and do your own strength schedule. Don't, you know, you can have someone else do it for you, but, I mean, I believe in doing my own work. And get in there and look at the stats. I like to use home and away stats because I think there's a lot of discrepancies that are very pertinent to, you know, projecting, you know, the correct stats of what these teams are allowing. And so I recommend doing that and, you know, get in there and take every single team on this, you know, in the league and work out these next 5 weeks, you know, from week 12 to week 16. And, you know, because most championships are in week 16, and, you know, and really dial in and look ahead and start planning right now for, you know, what's in store for you in the upcoming playoffs.
All right, give us some thoughts on the running backs this week and going into the next couple of weeks.
Well, the biggest news probably this last week was the season-ending injury to Ernest Graham with the ankle injury. At least it looks that way. The Tampa Bay paper is reporting that. John Gruden hasn't come out. I don't think they put him officially on IR yet. So that pretty much makes Warwick Dunn the number one waiver wire pickup this week for if he's out there. And so Dunn can be, you know, Tampa Bay facing Detroit this week. And, you know, this is basically we're looking, you know, at this week specifically. And, you know, everybody has Warwick Dunn on their waiver wire pickup list this week. And obviously, we can't be any different because he's got a great matchup at Detroit in all their games this year, allowing 171.5 rushing yards, which is worse than the NFL. Going along with Warrington, you know, we have talked about Cadillac Williams, and I don't think that Cadillac Williams, I don't think they'll throw him out there on the field turf at Ford Field this week. And I think that next week at home against New Orleans, it makes a lot more sense to kind of find out what Cadillac can do. And so Clifton Smith, who they brought in briefly last week, seemed like be a fine change of pace back. He averaged between 4 or 5 yards a carry. And I think it's going to be basically the Warwick Dunn show this week as far as the running backs go. He had 24 touches last week. And, you know, it looks like a perfect matchup lining up for Workton going forward. And the other back that, you know, with this possible suspension being announced coming up for Deuce McAllister, and we've talked about Pierre Thomas. Everybody's talked about Pierre Thomas. Well, let's talk about him for hopefully if you can get him, go get him. Injury issues surrounding Reggie Bush. Last year had the amazing Week 17 game. We had over 200 total yards. And last week, you know, he had 20 touches, 144 total yards. And this week, you know, if we're looking strictly matchups, he's facing a Packer defense that's allowing 147.6 yards rushing on the road, which is 26th in the league. And though McAllister won't be suspended this week, and we're not sure about four, but I still think that Pierre Thomas, though he probably won't get a lot of the goal line touches, should be definitely a significant factor.
Before we let you go, give us some wide receivers that you like this week.
Well, this week going forward, I mean, you know, I swore I'd never recommend an Oakland Raider ever again, and boy, but you know, I've always liked Ronald Curry. You know, I really reluctantly put Jamarcus Russell, and Javon Walker out there because I thought it was a good matchup against Atlanta. But I've always liked Ronald Curry. He's a tough guy. He can run routes. He's heady. He played quarterback in college, and I've always liked the way he just works the field. Last week, 9 targets, 6 receptions for 73 yards. And this week, Raiders face a pass defense in Denver. Is next to last in allowing 297 yards passing at home. And last year, in a full season action, Curry, he averaged 13 yards per catch, had 200-yard receiving games. And I think he's going to be, you know, a factor going forward in PPR leagues, him and Zach Miller. And you know, another matchup to look forward this week. If you feel like Darren McFadden is going to be quite ready, is, you know, maybe Justin Fargus at running back. But I like Ronald Curry going forward in this Oakland offense. Another name out there that is always kind of a hit and miss guy, but this is kind of time of year where he seems to kind of come on when teams really start focusing on stopping Randy Moss, is Jabbar Gaffney. Last year, weeks 12 through 16, he scored 4 touchdowns. This week, he had 11 targets and a comeback effort for 7 catches for 86 yards and a touchdown. He faces Miami this week. Last year, week 16, Gaffney had 5 catches for 82 yards and scored against Miami. So Gaffney is another one who may be a pretty good pickup for this week. And lastly, just to wrap up, the tight ends. Everyone's talking about Dustin Keller. He's no secret anymore, obviously. This week, the Jets face one of the best cornerback combos in the league, and Finnegan and Harper with Tennessee. So they're going to have to use Keller. And he's, you know, producing outstanding numbers as far as looking for him. And if Keller can just hold on to some touchdowns, he's going to actually score a lot. And the last name we're going to throw out there, Jeremy Stevens, Tampa Bay at Detroit. Alex Smith's injury, he's out. And Stevens became the go-to tight end in the Tampa offense last week against Minnesota. He had 6 receptions for 84 yards, and Detroit is one of the worst teams in the league against the tight end, allowing almost 5 catches and 56 yards receiving to the position.
Well, Mike, great stuff as always. Constant content, and of course you can get more in the written form at footballdiehards.com. But thanks so much, and over the next couple of weeks we'll of course be transitioning some of this, because obviously there's limitations on who you can pick up and not, to some of your analysis to all these guys, all the advice you've given to pick guys up, now who to get in those lineups, what changes, what injuries, what trends, because you're great with providing some of the analysis. We really appreciate your time.
Well, make sure you visit the football. Putting together a thread for taking nominations for our all waiver wire team for 2008. So go over there and make your nominations, and we're going to put that team together.
Here's a nomination, Donnie Avery. That's definitely
Donnie
one.
I love some Donnie Avery.
That is definitely one. Mike, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thanks again, Jeff. I always enjoy it.
That is Mike Jones. Great information, as always. We'll be back one more time this week, as we will have information from Joe Hebert later in the week on some starts and some sits, getting you ready for this important weekend. Good luck if you're in the playoffs in those high-stakes leagues. If not, if you're pushing towards the playoffs, good luck, and keep it right here. It's footballdiehards.com.